Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. Which policy are you calling about? Your auto, homeowners, or none of those?
Auto.
I see you recently called about a claim. Are you calling regarding the same issue?
Yes.
Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
This is Rachel. How may I help you?
Hi, Rachel. My name is Kevin. I just got in an accident, so I'm just trying to figure out what to do next. So, yeah, I know I need to get the car towed because it's pretty much done. It's totaled, the whole front is smashed. So.
I'm sorry. Are you okay, though?
Yeah.
Good. Well, what I can do is I can file a claim for you. That may include towing. It depends on what's on your policy.
If I could start the claim and if you could give me somewhere to take this thing, I could talk, because the funny thing is, to avoid a guy who was stopped on the freeway, I bumped into a tow truck and I'm on the same tow truck I got in an accident with. So, it's already on there. So I might be able, if you guys, once we finish the claim, if you could give me a location where to take it, like, that's all I really need.
Okay, I should be able to help with that. But basically, I just ask you a few questions about what happened. You will get a claim number at the end, and an adjuster will reach out on the next business day to go over your coverage and next steps.
Okay.
Another chance. And I'm sorry, you said your name was Kevin?
Yes.
Thanks, Kevin. Can I get your last name, please?
B-U-R-S-O-N, person.
B-U-R?
S-O-N.
S-O-N, I'm sorry. Let me turn up my volume a little. There we go.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay. What is the best phone number that we can reach you at, please?
209-277-2731.
Thank you. What is your policy number, please?
Give me 1 second. Let me pop it up on my phone.
Certainly.
Some odd reason it's not loading. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So there's slight an issue. Conveniently.
Oh, sorry. I mean, if you're not able to get it, I can try to find it.
Okay, I got it. Ready? For the number?
Yes.
0401-02-1003-09744.
Thank you. To confirm, I have 0401-02-1003-09744.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, thank you. What is the date that this happened where you are?
Today.
Understand that, but what's today for you? It's 2:10 a.m. right now for me.
Oh, it is 11:10 p.m. for me right now. probably happened at like 10 o'clock, 10:15.
Right. Thank you. So the just to confirm the 12th.
Yeah. Today's date? It's 12th, right? Yeah. Sorry. I'm all scatterbrained.
12th.
Yeah, the 12th.
Thank you. Are you in California then?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment as I look up your policy. And can you please confirm the address on the policy for me?
I hope I changed it. 773 Sherry Street, 95341, Merced, California.
Yep, that's what I have.
Perfect.
Looks like we already have an email address as well as kevin.burson@aol.com.
That is correct.
And that is a good one we can send claim information to?
Yes.
Thank you. Just one moment. Okay. Great. And what is the year, make, and model of your vehicle that was involved, please?
It's going to be a 1993 Honda Prelude.
Thank you. Where did the accident happen, please?
Highway 99, right outside of Modesto. You know what exit this is right here?
Modesto.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much just Central Modesto.
Okay. Thank you. And any more detail as to what happened?
Yeah, there was a guy who had a flat tire. He stopped in the slow lane where I was at, so I noticed there was a truck and trailer behind him, and he went to move over to the middle lane. I was going to move in the middle lane too, but I was going to hit him, so I had to go over to the fast lane. And then I, in my actions trying to avoid the truck, as I was turning into the other lane, I noticed there's a tow truck there in my blind spot, and I bumped the tow truck, crashed into the wall, spun a few times, made it back over to the slow side.
Wow. Okay, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, me too.
Just give me a moment to get that in.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
And for reporting purposes, the only vehicle that you wound up hitting was the tow truck?
Yep.
Thank you. Were the police called at all?
They showed up, but they did not leave a report.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I do have an information card, though.
Oh, okay. What sort of information do you have?
It's Highway Patrol card. It has the date, the time, and an NCIC number.
Okay.
And the officer's name and his number. It's going to be 9465.
Thank you. And from the sounds of it, that's Highway Patrol.
Yeah.
That's what I needed from them, so that's perfect. So thank you.
Perfect.
Did, like, any other vehicles other than the ones involved stop and provide their information as a witness?
No.
As far as you know, what is the damage to your vehicle? I know you said it was pretty smashed up in the front.
Yeah, both airbags deployed. It's total. It's a 93. The whole front end smashed. The oil pan leaked out. So did the radiator. Fenders crunched. The door opened weird. So done.
And the initial impact from your vehicle, was that on the front driver's side?
I guess it would be when I contacted the tow truck. Would be the rear quarter vehicle. And then, yeah, and then I contacted the wall.
Okay, and I'm going to guess that's what did most of it. So is there then damage to the right rear of your vehicle at all? I know it may not matter, but
yeah, the wheel. The bumper's a little crooked. We got some scrapes, and the wheel is pretty chewed up. It's got black marks in the tire of the tow truck.
Just something I have to ask. Were you driving for ride sharing like Uber or Lyft?
No, I was driving home from work.
Thank you. Okay. One moment. Fill in a couple things you've told me. And I just want to be doubly sure you were not injured at all.
I'm fine.
Okay, good. You were the only one in the vehicle, or was there someone else with you?
Just me.
Are you also the owner of the vehicle, or is that someone else?
Yeah, I am the owner of the vehicle.
What is the year, make, and model of that tow truck, please?
It's a Ram 5500. You know the year of the truck? 2020? Yeah, it's a 2020.
Okay, thank you. Is it a two-door or four-door? I would guess two-door, but I'm not certain.
It's a two-door.
Okay, thank you. Do you have the name of the owner of the vehicle? I would guess it would be the company he works for.
The owner of this? Do you have their name? Or do you...
Jay.
It's going to be Jay?
Akbari.
Akbari. Do you know how to spell that? I'm just going to A-K, B-A-R-R-E, something like that.
Okay, thank you. Do you have his address or phone number? Or both?
I do not. Address and phone number for him, for the owner of the truck.
Taylor Yard, 1001 Hoop Street, right around the corner.
Okay, you want the yard address?
If that's where, if that's the owner's address, that's fine.
That's our company.
That's the company address for the truck.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, it's going to be 1001 8th Street, Modesto, California, 95354.
Thank you. And what about a phone number for the business?
Do you have a phone number for the business?
209-69.
Okay, it's going to be 209-600-0000. That's an easy one.
Yeah. Thank you. What's the name of the towing company?
It is United Towing.
Thank you.
You're saying you don't take Chipotle? What's this sticker right here?
No, you got to take off.
You can take off.
We own United Bros now.
Okay, you need to take off the sticker. Just put a little happy face right there. Something.
Come off.
That's not your job. That's above your pay grade.
Well, they bought me the truck. I bought it brand new out of West Thompson.
Woo!
I'll cover you. I put all these stickers on. Well, we did AAA, and then we just stopped.
Oh, yeah.
So we opened up United Bros.
Mm-hmm.
We run AAA.
We oh, nice.
On Shelly.
Oh.
I just never took it off. It's been a hell of a thing to take off.
Yeah.
We had one over there. I left that one off.
Just put a little yellow stripe.
Pretty much.
Then you'll be good.
I'm very sorry. What did you say the name of the towing company was?
United Towing.
United. I'm sorry. I was moving the information around so I can get the business name in, and I lost it.
It's all good. Just let me know what you need.
And what damage is there to the tow truck?
Okay, get this. The hubcap is a little torn up, and the bumper has a couple scrapes and was pushed in a little bit.
Which hubcap and which bumper?
It's going to be the front bumper, passenger side hubcap.
Thank you. Passenger side front hubcap?
Yes.
Thank you. Did his airbags go off at all?
No.
And from the sounds of it, it is drivable?
Yeah.
What is the name of the driver of that vehicle?
Oh, what's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Last name?
Coates. Ryan Coates. Nice to meet you, Ryan. Kevin.
Not the best way to meet
crazy
somebody.
Night.
There's a way to meet new people.
Yeah.
Could I get his phone number, or would it be the same as the business?
She wants your phone number. You want to give it to her?
209-568-0770.
Thank you, Mr. Choates. And could I get your address, please?
Your address.
Mine? 410 South Orange Street in Turlock, California, 95380.
You. And while I still have you, who are you insured with?
You're insured?
Oh, I don't know. It's not mine. It's hers.
Oh. You
have to go look at it.
You have to go look at it real quick.
Understood. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he didn't have any passengers.
No, no passengers.
I don't think so.
Progressive.
Okay, thank you. And if I could get his policy number, that would be great. And if not, that's also fine.
Yeah, it's going to be, I got it right here, 024-77-863-0.
Thank you. And that is everything I need from him.
Okay.
Just finalizing the claim part of this. And just to confirm, it is you that we are contacting about the claim?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to also receive text messages for it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. To the same phone number ending in 2731?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So I'm sorry to say that my system didn't reflect any shops, didn't give me a list of them like sometimes it does. You are welcome to take it to whatever shop you would like, because it is up to you where you'd like the vehicle repaired. And I know
I don't think it's repairable.
I understand. It still would need to be inspected somewhere, so wherever you would like it brought. That's fine. Unfortunately, I don't have any recommendations myself, and I'm sorry about that.
Gotcha. Well, at least I got the claim done, so I guess I could have him drop it, and I'll have AAA take it, but I guess I'll just have him take it to my house then, so, because I have no clue where to take it, so.
I understand. If you don't have a regular shop, it's hard then, because there's lots of shops.
Yeah, no, they're going to look at it as like, what is this piece of junk doing here? So.
Yeah.
I
understand that. I've been there.
Liability. Yeah. Yeah, I got AAA definitely. So.
Nope.
Yeah, so I'll probably just call them again and figure out where to take this thing. So,
so anything out of pocket you may need to pay, just hold on to any and all receipts so they can be presented to the adjuster.
Okay, sounds good.
Did you have any additional questions for me?
No, no questions.
Okay.
I guess I'll figure the rest out.
I'm so sorry. I was really hoping to be able to provide you that.
All good. Yeah. I guess I'll wait for a call.
Sure. And they will reach out to you tomorrow, the next business day. There is a claim number.
Okay.
It will also be emailed and texted to you. But if you would like it now, I can provide it.
No, just email and text it to me. That's fine. I don't care. I just want to get home right now. So.
I understand. I'm so sorry. But otherwise, you're all set for the claim unless there's something else I can help you with.
Nope, that's it.
Okay. And I'm so sorry that happened, but thank you for calling Mercury. And take care of yourself.
Yep, thanks for all your help.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're all right.
You're
very welcome.
Bye.
Take care. Go home. Get some sleep.
Bye. Yeah, we'll do. All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy.